Net News. I'm Jason Taylor. Police in Kansas City arrested a pair of suspects early this morning after a standoff that lasted nearly 11 hours. The standoff ended just before 2 a.m. after it started when police saw people wanted for a crime in a vehicle and one of them ran into a residence. Police say a drug deal gone bad led to a man being pistol-whipped, robbed, and locked in a bathroom at a park in Brentwood near St. Louis yesterday. Officers say the drug seller then got into the buyer's car and drove off. The most recent polling shows a tight U.S. Senate race and support for ballot measures going before Missouri voters in November, Bill Wise reports.
The survey shows Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill and Republican challenger Josh Hawley are tied. The poll conducted last week by Missouri Scout shows McCaskill and Hawley would both receive 47% of the vote if the Senate election were held today. The same survey gives Republican challenger Sondra McDowell a 5-point advantage over incumbent Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway, 47% to 42%. Three other questions in the Missouri Scout survey bode well for ballot measures in this fall's election. A majority of respondents, 54% to 35%, believe the Missouri Constitution should be amended to allow the use of marijuana for medical purposes. Three ballot measures would legalize medical marijuana. The survey also revealed that an even larger percentage favors raising the minimum wage to $12 per hour by 2023, 60 to 28%, and an even stronger majority supports changing the process for redrawing legislative districts.
The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is revising standards by which charter school sponsors are judged. During a recent State Board of Education meeting, Chris Neal with the department says operating on an almost direct basis with charter schools and sponsors is probably no longer the best practice.
Since sponsors of charter schools have that contractual relationship with their schools, our best efforts need to be put into strengthening those sponsors.
Hundreds of people in northern Missouri still have no running water after nearly 2 weeks. A calcium buildup in Davies County water lines at one point left nearly 2,000 people with no water near the towns of Altamont, Weatherby, and Winston. One person was killed and two others injured during a late-night shooting in St. Louis. According to police, the shooting just before midnight left two people with arm wounds, while one who was shot in the head was pronounced dead at the scene. Health care and the Affordable Care Act is a key issue in Missouri's U.S. Senate race between incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill and challenger Josh Hawley. The GOP Attorney General says health care costs in Missouri are unaffordable, adding that he blames what he calls McCaskill's failed left-wing policies.
We should pass reforms that get health care costs down, insurance costs down, that multiply options for families and cover people with pre-existing conditions and young folks on their parents' insurance up to age 26.
McCaskill says Hawley wants to gut pre-existing condition protections for the lawsuit he's involved in. This is Missouri Net News.